for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
It's time!
Clearly lying.
Why would I lie? I don't need attention.
Just raping bitches.
So I don't.
You're a comic. Of course you need attention.
Go fuck yourself.
No, Ari, take it off.
Start winner, winner, bacon. Chicken dinner.
Do you understand how things work?
Dildo corn is alive.
Fuck it.
Cortland, New York.
Rockstar Ninja.
Ready to rock.
Got Renee in the house.
Shut up, Mexican.
You get the fuck back in that studio or you're going back to whatever third world country we bought you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
We are live. It's Punch Drunk Sports.
Yay. Yeah, we're good. Weird, no microphones.
Right?
It is a weird bind.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, you know, I mean, the joint studio never called us back to tell us what was going on. It was supposed to be 2 weeks.
We did eventually talk to them, right?
Nope.
I thought we talked to them eventually, and it's not going to happen.
I kind of was like, so what's going on? And they're like,
do you need your phone for this?
What?
Do you need your phone for this story?
Yeah, I'm charging it. Asshole.
Do you need, yeah, it was already plugged in, I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm looking at my notes on when I talked to them last time.
Okay, great.
And the notes
there are
say
no notes
I talked to them on our last.
No, it's all right. Thank you.
Did I get a ticket?
No, I didn't put 2 hours on your
mind. Boom. Died a ticket.
Oh.
So I talked to them, like, just find a temporary studio. I'm like, nah, they're not.
Yeah, when he said we're taking a 2 week break, when you said, I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, this is out of nowhere. I'm like, they're done, right? Are they done?
Yeah.
So we're going to find a new place. John Lovitz wants us.
And we missed Sam's lie about the notes on the phone.
Yeah, just no. I want to see the notes.
You're hilarious, asshole. Yeah. I was
thinking at first, like, we should just see if that's what was open. But then the reality is, it's not even notes.
There are notes in here. I'll show you notes. They may not be notes about that.
Okay, yeah,
but there will be notes. There will be notes about something.
No, I don't
want to
see the fact that you have notes.
It will be notes about something.
1970.
Yeah, right.
So we got to figure out where we're going. So maybe Lovitz or maybe this place they're trying to build.
Yeah, this hot box. Look how fucking smoky it is in here right now. Jesus Christ.
More of a hot box than the other place.
James smokes joints more. I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day.
James smokes more joints than that?
Yeah, about.
They might want to put a studio in that garage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're...
With a green screen, cameras, and everything.
Okay, so we could do it on location from Paris?
Well, instead of just going to someone else's studio...
that because the Lovitz people were, when we were talking to them, they were hitting me up this week, and they're like, hey, can you come in this weekend and do like a test? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to come do that. And it was Sunday too. And I'm working at the Red Zone all day. And I'm like, I got to work all day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I go, just the background, London. And we'll spend the first like X amount of times being like, we finally got a new studio. We're all the way over here in London. Like the only way we could lose more money is to travel around the world every Tuesday at noon.
It's closer for Ari, but still a pain for all of us.
Yeah, it's funny you said Paris. That'd be so funny.
So we could go outside major sports events, like anytime. It's like,
yeah, that'd be hilarious. We're at the 1996 Super Bowl. It's like a time machine.
Yeah.
We just have to get the Skype capabilities and we'll be good to go.
So how do they do that?
I don't know. We got a week to figure that out.
You guys think you can get that in a week?
Yeah.
All the Skype shit in? They really couldn't figure it out for a while, the other two places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll try to get that. But, yeah, we'll figure it out.
But it's like, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know, we're the joint studios. Nothing but good things to say about them, but it's like, you got, you know.
And yeah, like, I never see you. It was so hard to get Sam to listen. I couldn't see you.
The setup was just like, something wasn't always working. It was always like, oh, we can't use that camera because, like, no one else uses it.
Yeah, he's like, well, why didn't you tell us that before? He's like, we've used it. Why do you have this camera here?
It's weird, right?
We didn't ask you to buy a sixth camera.
It worked like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Why does it not work today?
No one else used it. Like, you ever get an excuse from somebody that's like...
Just not a real excuse.
It's like, that doesn't quite match up to the problem I'm having, you know?
And I'd rather than get an excuse on any level, not just, you know, talking about the joint, but on any level, like, in that, I'd rather somebody just go, you know what, man? I can't figure it out.
And then I can go, okay, cool, we're done
talking about it then.
Yeah.
You know, you'll figure out next time. Instead of like, man, it's, you know, it's something we, you know.
Let the Mexican give him some duct tape and give him a chance to fix it.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
Give Renee a rake. That guy, he can fix anything with a rake. Yeah. anything.
But the other place is going to give us money?
They were thinking about it.
I mean, everybody's thinking about it. I'm tired of people saying they're thinking about giving me money.
No, no, no. It's always like, well, if they say the budget's coming soon, we're going to have, like, that just, you're just telling me we don't have a budget. If they were saying, here's $5,000 a week or a month, whatever, like, okay.
Actually, yes. Along the same lines of what we were just saying, don't even talk about money to me until
it's
real. Until
you get some.
Until it's real.
Yeah.
Don't, I'm so sick of the word maybe, might, could,
plans,
possibly, all those. When you throw any of those in a sentence, my brain, after 15 years in Hollywood, automatically goes, okay, that's a no. This is never going to happen.
Totally, man. You know, you can always smell fucking bullshit. You can always smell bullshit.
Do you have great things on the horizon? Okay.
It's like a drunk hot chick being like, I'm going to suck your dick next week. I'm like, you're going to sober up and you ain't sucking nothing.
Yeah.
You're not like even going to remember this fucking conversation.
Yeah.
And me coming at you 2 days later be like, remember 2 weeks ago you were drunk and you said you were going to suck
my dick?
Remember
that young girl from high school, from acting class? Milo, the really young one?
From...
Remember there were two crazy ones?
Yeah.
The one crazy one you liked was a little older.
Yeah.
And then a younger crazy one.
Yeah.
Milo.
And she left. She lasted like 3 weeks.
No, she came back though. She kept coming back. And one time we like hooked, but she was super drunk and she was like, no. And I was like, all right. So I stopped. And she was like, did we do anything last night? I was like, no, but if you weren't going to remember, I would have gone for it. But then from then on, I could never get it going again.
Had I known.
I thought I'll do this next time.
Yeah. Booze induced amnesia.
There was nothing. No memories were made. Oh. Were you looking for an excuse?
You're like, that was a free rape. God damn it.
Get out. Get out of jail free.
Yeah. So you got your show tonight. By the time this airs.
It'll be yesterday.
Yeah, so how was it?
Oh, it was pretty cool, man. A couple of hiccups, but pretty much without fail. It was great.
Did Bobby Lee show up?
I don't know.
We'll see.
Let's see. Honest opinion? No. I'm going to say I don't think he shows. It helps that Steve, who's on TV, he respects him, so he way more likely to come for him.
Right. There's always
How is FXX doing?
I don't know.
Let me tell you something about it, and I want to talk to Steve about it. And he's doing my 3 for $30.
I assume it's way worse.
Here's the thing. Way in the middle of nowhere.
It costs the package that you get, like DirecTV or whatever, if you want the new Fox,
Simpsons.
Not Fox Sports, but Fox, what is it called? The
Fox Sports West.
No. The one you're talking about.
FXX.
FXX. It's another $14.
Oh, no.
To get that and the other one. So it's like I watched the first episode of The League.
It's got to be.
And then the channel went away.
It's got to be clean. It's like MTV2. You got to have it there for everyone.
I mean.
To even have a chance. And that was worse.
It costs the same amount as if you wanted to get Showtime.
Oh, no.
And I'm
like, you
guys just shot yourself in the foot, man.
Oh, that's
It's Always Sunny, The League, all these shows that everybody loves.
And what, are they going to go there for original? What they really want to be is a little edgier, like NBC.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be that, you have to be free.
It's crazy,
because now
dude.
Everybody that loves those shows is like, well, now I'm just waiting for Netflix.
Yeah.
I'll watch this season in 4 months.
Yeah.
I won't watch it live, and you lose. Now you don't get to bomb me with
and
your fucking commercials.
And it's deep in the channel, too. It's like 266.
Yeah. Right after FX, or in the comedies.
I think it's in the 600s on DirecTV.
Oh, man.
Which is like, I got to scroll through 47 fucking porn channels to get to.
Who else is on the network?
Jim Jeffries' show got picked up.
Jim Jeffries. Anger Management. Charlie Sheen.
I
think that's on there as well.
The dog thing with the guy and the dog, the Lord of the Rings and the dog.
Yeah. Wilfred or Willard, whatever that shit is. Yep. Yeah. But people like that shit too. I've never seen it.
One of those shows. It was pretty funny. That guy, the dog, because he's a human, but he's just like. He's talking to the Lord of the Rings about something.
Lord of the Rings.
And then he's like, yeah, I just think you should ask her out, man. I think, hold on. This wizard's here. This kid. And he just looks at this kid. He's like, what's the matter? He's like, he does this thing. I don't understand. And the kid goes, you want the ball? Goes, you know I want it. I've expressed clear interest in it. And then he like throws it. He does a thing where he throws it and Wilfred turns. But the kid doesn't throw it. He just holds it.
The wizard.
Where is it? You wizard! What black magic was that?
That guy's a great actor.
Along the same lines, I was watching a Family Guy, and it's like late at night, and everyone's trying to sleep, and it's like a thing in the neighborhood where all dogs are barking.
Yeah.
But you know how in that world, like the dogs talk, so you hear like in a distance, I'm a dog and I'm over here. And then from further away, you also, I'm also a dog and I can hear you. You know what I mean? Like all late night throughout the neighborhood, all those dogs are just yelling at each other the same thing.
Breaking Bad, you like it?
I liked it. I mean, I know, what were people missing? A crazy ending?
Spoiler alert.
A crazy, were they missing something like go rise to heaven or something?
I think it ended the way it should have ended.
I mean, yeah. Awesome.
You kill everybody off except for one guy.
Plus, you're never going to be able to make everybody happy with a series
finale.
But
I think that's okay. It's like he took care of his family in the end. He never stopped taking care of his family, except for that one moment when he was mad at, what's his name, for getting his family killed.
Two things happen, only can happen in a super successful show like that.
Yeah.
Either everybody goes, it's all right.
Yeah.
Or everyone goes, they fucked that up.
No,
it was terrible.
No, you got 6 feet under.
Which ones have been great? Six feet under was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a clear, like
it
you guys knew years ahead of time when you were going
to
end.
To a show.
They wrapped everything up, and then it
Dexter was
just like,
was terrible.
Crying, tear fest crying. Lost, you're like, you lost me 2 years ago. Forget the ending. 2 years worth. Waiting. What happened to the kid that can draw polar bears and make them exist? What happened to the baby? What was the baby?
Yeah.
Supposed to be mystical. That's why they made her get on that flight so she could crash land
on that.
Yeah,
that was very like, it almost like.
The baby, they all steal the baby. Lost. Didn't wrap that up at all?
It seemed like that was very fly by the seat.
No, they're in heaven. Get it?
Yeah.
2 years?
Which is what I thought 3 years earlier.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. That one.
People got mad at Sopranos. I didn't see it
though.
I didn't watch till afterwards.
But it's like, that's one that you're just like.
Yeah, it's just
they're gonna go out with a super bang and everyone's gonna get lit up in a war. Yeah, yeah. It was just like
a boss level in a game. You want something like that.
And they're just like, all right, you guys wanna go get some tacos? Sure.
But to me, Breaking Bad should have ended after they killed Gus Fring. That show's done right then. Yeah. The rest of the stuff that came out, yeah, maybe he would have found the notebook, but like,
that was the dopest finale.
Let's get out.
Well, it was supposed to end, and then they like, no, we need a couple more seasons. It was such a juggernaut.
And when they got out late, and then when he goes, this is when they lost me a little bit, when he goes, no, I'm not. When fucking Jesse and the badass old guy, we're like, we're out, man. We're out. We're selling off this whatever, and we're out. Nothing for me. And he goes, no, we can still go. I'm like, no, you're out. Why are you getting back in? No, there's no way he'd do this. He got out clean, made plenty of money, and he goes, I don't want $5 million. I want $50 million. I was like, nah. It was a reach from the writers. But the rest.
Yeah, I think they painted themselves into a corner with so much success. They're like, man, we could milk it for another one.
Dexter shit the bed.
Dexter did shit the bed?
I didn't watch it, but I've heard nothing but horrible things.
The whole season sucked.
Dude, that show should have ended 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter?
I think so.
They milk it too long.
Yep. Did you guys watch Homeland? I haven't watched a new episode.
No, I'm on season two, though, but it's pretty great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's one I haven't.
Really not bad. I got Rogan. I don't usually trust his recommendations.
They're
consistently off shows and movies, consistently the opposite of what I would think.
Eastbound and Down?
Yeah, I saw the new one.
I didn't see
the new one. How is it?
It's all right.
I was at Reaps, though, for Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Getting a divorce.
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Really?
Just talking to him for a while the other night, yeah.
Yeah.
Which all that means is like, cool, I get to see my buddy again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Reaps going to be around.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Haven't talked football with him in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be really nice. I think all of them seem happy. Are you checking up on their records?
Always.
Marriage records?
I was checking notes.
Okay.
Checking notes. That's the new way. That's
I
your new
way. I think everybody
one.
Seems happy, but then you get them in little moments in relationships. Just smash their hand.
Hey!
That's what I did my dad in Romania. When you wrote lefty,
when did
they would
the
smack your
fucking
hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Board guys start talking
from,
shit.
From being around. What?
If
they were writing with your left, they'd smack your hand with a ruler until you like.
What's
they
the logic
you.
Behind that?
They want you to be right-handed like everybody.
Sports ever?
Yes, the NFC East, Cowboys dominating, running away with the division. God.
Running away with the division.
That's 2-2.
Who knew that would be the worst division?
I can't believe the Raiders shit the
NFC
bed
least.
And lost to the Redskins.
Oh, I know. I'm so mad. They had it too.
They did have it, but it's like, dude, you make a, you know, you're trying to figure out this prior situation. It's kind of starting to click. And then he gets a concussion, so you got to bring in a, you know,
some guy,
a pocket passer, not a scrambler.
So it's a different system.
And you know,
well, yeah, he moves the ball different.
And I'm not saying Flynn's like a terrible quarterback, but he's not the starting quarterback.
But also, yeah, there's a thing. It's not like how much you're losing. There's a thing to be like, how much chemistry do you have with wide receivers too? Like I see Romo sometimes like talking to the new guys first few games. Like he knows with Witten, he knows where he's going to turn after a certain point. You know, with Dez also by now. But with certain guys, like, what the fuck are you doing? You got to go back out on that. New quarterbacks don't know
we
that
shit.
We have
great wide receivers. I don't know what's wrong with them. With the Raiders, they just can't get it going. They can't get it going.
It's McFadden can't play six quarters in a row.
Get rid of him.
He can't play six quarters in a row without, by the third quarter, there he is on the sideline in street clothes. Like, this guy, keep your uniform on for four quarters. Can you do that for me?
Just wow. He changes out.
Yeah, he's like, there goes my hamstring again. Hamstring's out again.
How about Cleveland? Everyone thought they were going to shit the bed.
Yeah.
They've won their last two.
Really? Since that trade?
And not only since the trade, and they went with Hoyer instead of, what's his face? Who's that old, the guy's like 27, but he's a rookie.
What is it? Starts with a B, right?
I just can't think of it right now because I've had too much of this butter.
Can
coffee.
I look it up?
But,
it's best you don't.
Okay. Whedon.
Yeah, Brand Whedon, thank you. See, you got it without checking your notes.
We did it.
Firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Firing on all cylinders. But,
you know,
they make this quarterback switch. They win 2-0. And also, at 2-2, first place of that division.
Oh, really?
That's a shitty. That's the shittiest division in the AFC.
Oh, wait. Baseball. Yeah.
Giants. Shit. NFC
Giants
East.
Dude,
that whole
New
division
York.
Is shitty.
Giants what's the Philadelphia feeling this week. Out there?
It's like either one of them lose, goodbye. It's already almost goodbye. 1-3, you still have a chance.
Would you say Chip's Kelly's offense isn't working, or does he just have no defense?
Who, Giants?
Definitely has no defense. I mean.
No Chip Kelly on the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the NFL.
No defense.
If you can put up 24, 27 points.
Yeah.
You have no business losing a game.
That's right. My opinion right. on Cam Newton.
You have no business
he's
losing a
game. He's putting up like 25 points a game, losing all the time.
I mean,
so you're saying
and
he's getting the job
that's
done.
Your defense.
He's only yeah. offense.
Yeah.
They got a good defense.
If you can get three touchdowns and a field goal consistently, you should be a 10-6 team.
Yeah. Unless you're getting points on defense or something and giving the ball right back to them.
You see that a lot too. That's
I mean,
Seattle.
Great defenses, yeah.
Seattle's getting, you know, one touchdown and a field goal, but they're getting two defensive touchdowns too.
Baltimore like runs off a lot of points, the other team's going to score a lot too. I mean, they had 14 on defense or something.
Yeah, yeah. Our special team, kickoff return, punt return.
So first year of the one game playoff in baseball, and we got a one game playoff for a one game playoff.
Yeah, right.
Texas.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. What a crazy.
People are bitching about it though. People are like hating it.
Why?
I don't know.
They're saying, well, it doesn't give us a fair shot. But as a Yankee fan. When they were like made a run, they were down 2.5. I'm like, just a chance. If we can get into that one game playoff, that's a chance.
And if there's any sport where like anything can happen in one
baseball.
Game.
In one game.
It's
absolutely.
Baseball.
One pitcher to another, you don't know who your starter is. Plus, for game 162, you got to play your best player. You got to get that win. And then he's not available a day later for the fucking one game playoff. Or 2 days later. So it's like, oh, we're going with our three guy.
Dodgers Braves thoughts.
I mean, I'd love to see. I'm a Dodgers sympathizer for
me
years.
Me too.
I got tickets to game 3.
Whoa, really?
At home, yeah.
Wow. What are you thinking?
I think, hopefully, I mean, with Kershaw and Greinke pitching 1-2, I think that will
yeah,
be all
1-2.
Right.
It's not a 5-game series anymore, right? It's 7?
It is a 5-game series, yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
I go 7-7. Why? Why is this round worth less? You're playing two division winners against each
other.
So
what do you run, a 4-man rotation or a 3-man rotation in a best of 5?
Depends how many off days you have.
Best of 5, I say... Run 3, and then you know see how game 3 goes.
It's 2-2-1 or 2-1-1-1.
All right. Like,
that's no, a good question.
Be
2-1-1-1. Sure.
It'd be 1-2-2.
Yeah.
NBA's going back to 2-2-1-2-2.
I love it.
So do I.
It's so much better.
Yeah, but I would love this if Tampa won, but if Tampa wins and then wins at Cleveland tonight, and then goes on to the World Series. I'm like, that's got to be the one of the most unlikely scenarios.
There is something about that 2-3-2 format that I do like, which is like, if you can just steal one on the road early in that first two,
but if you
now
don't,
you have home court advantage.
But if you don't, then you have to win all three. If you don't, you have to win three straight at home.
Yeah, I know.
And to me, that's like too difficult.
Yep.
And then if you don't win all three, then it's like
right. If you're
to be
though,
fair,
if you have home court advantage and you lose one game in those first two, you're in deep trouble.
Totally,
yeah.
You have to go
now it's
on the 1-1 road
and you're on the road for three games,
and you got to get at least one. And if you even get one, then you got to win two more at home.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it two, one.
I like it. I do too.
Yeah.
So
plus, also, if it's a 5-game series, now you've given the advantage to the road team.
Oh, I also have a point that
because,
I would like
you know what
to
I mean?
Make.
They don't get the chance for your last two games.
Your
what? Point that I like to make about football.
Yeah.
Right before the argument that we had, and this is, I said it that you were crazy. I want to reiterate how crazy you are.
Okay.
About Eli being better than Peyton Manning.
Oh yeah. I mean,
if
now
we're
obviously
seeing it right now.
Every
all
day
right.
I see the
all
stats
right.
and I
all
right. that. That's
Let's
right.
slow our roll.
If we're seeing
Sunday,
right
they're
now.
They're two totally different teams. You
Eli Manning right
Peyton
now
has
is
a
not
much
as good
better,
as Romo at all.
I'll say that. Right now he's not as good.
Even as Romo.
Leads the NFL in turnovers.
Wow. Way to go, Manning.
He's got no line. He's got no running back.
Every quarterback that's not good, they say no line. I'm kind of sick of it already.
Well, because maybe they don't have a line.
That is excuse one that they go to.
It's always the excuse. So it's like you can't argue against it. You always throw out that no line
situation.
But
it's a pretty fucking valid point.
That's what I said about the Eagles last year. Like, this year they'll be better because now they have a
line
back.
The Eagles don't have a line.
They said they didn't have one last year.
The Eagles don't have a line. The Steelers don't have a line. Who else doesn't have a line? There's a couple teams with no line. Those two, and I don't know how they still don't have a line because they haven't had a line for like 5 years.
Yeah. But you watch both those two play. They're two. Peyton is clearly better.
Record
than Eli.
Pace for touchdown thrones.
Listen.
Record pace for interception.
Let's
thrones.
Talk playoffs.
Yeah.
That's where it all matters. Everyone knows Peyton Manning can put up a highlight
but they
reel.
Won't be in the playoffs.
What?
Because of his play, they won't be in the playoffs.
Right. But because when he gets in the playoffs, is he going to shit the bed again?
Yeah, he'll have like an 89 passer rating.
8 times he went out in the first round.
Who? Oh, Peyton.
I mean, it's just the way
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, they had to
man.
Play the Patriots every year, didn't they?
Well, he has a better
Wait,
defense this year.
Yes.
They get back
yeah.
Von
Eventually.
Miller in
yeah.
2
God,
games,
that
right?
Was like, that was a rivalry.
Yeah, in 2 games.
2 games what?
They get Von Miller back, which is a part of their defense.
Yeah, they're going to be even better.
I mean, they are lighting people up.
Wow.
He's not even playing a lot of the fourth quarter. He's not even playing a lot of the fourth quarter. 16 touchdowns already.
Yeah.
On pace to beat the touchdown record by 20.
Really?
He had it at 50.
By 20?
He had the record at 50.
Well, this is that first game he had 7. It's come down per game since then.
Average is 4.
Wow.
He had he has 16 right now. No interceptions.
None?
Not a single one.
That's as good as my
16 touchdowns, no interceptions. On pace for 70. He had the record at 50, then Brady broke it with 51 or 52 when he had Moss and it was just lighting it up.
Yeah.
So now it's 51, I think. Peyton's on pace for 69 right now.
I'd love to see him get it back again.
On pace for 69, which is would be ridiculous.
Oh, I'm going to Australia, by the way.
Oh,
great
when?
Time.
Yeah, October.
Aren't you going to Cabo, too?
13th, yeah, that's next week. October, Sydney and then Melbourne. Just finalized.
You gonna shit your pants again down there?
Hopefully not, but I might go back up on that bridge.
The Dodgers are playing there.
Return to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, return to the scene of the crime.
You should wear a diaper.
Return to the slime.
You should bring your extra bag of Betts diaper.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, I was telling Sam last night.
What?
Or what's I
Edgar just threw that out, by the way, when he cleaned out the freezer.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he just
yeah.
did it.
Yeah. He was like, "What's this?
That's
Ooh,
hilarious.
An old steak. What's this? It looks like a steak, but no.
Oh.
It just depends on it."
And you did only it was only full of piss.
Only full of piss.
Now, once again, I have to ask you, why did you save a diaper that you pissed in?
I thought I was going to use it in a prank of some sort. No, I know why I saved it. For the punch truck San Diego.
Oh, you're going to bring it
and
down
for
there.
The bag of bets.
You're
going to
sign it and give
back.
It away?
Or like make a bag of bets in the crowd. Like, loser has to stick their face into this.
Let me ask this question. I know you're not mic'd. Autograph, if he autographs the diaper,
yeah.
Ari Shaffir,
yeah.
How much would you pay for it on eBay, James? Autographed diaper from Ari, and it's filled with Ari's piss.
Is this... It's not available anymore, so there's no
priceless.
Wrong answers.
See, priceless, he says.
You can't really, that's Mona Lisa
stuff. Yeah.
So, yeah. Why don't we just keep this episode rolling? We put out the San Diego one, and we put out
I gotta
out
find
two.
It. You gotta tell me that guy's name so I can
he
find it.
He sent it to you.
He's sent it a bunch of times.
I know, but I can't find his name. I don't remember his name.
It's Lex.
Lex, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's Lex.
What, right, San Diego one? I recently, you know, Vincente's been releasing all, oh, as you, I was telling you that last night. I listened to the one where I watched the gay porn.
He just re-released
that. I listened to that the other day. Man, so I really laughed out loud
watched
probably
that gay porn?
12 times.
Old porn.
It's hilarious, dude.
Old guys.
I'm sending out text messages.
See, that's honesty.
What do you say? I'm sending out text to bitches?
Yeah. I'm sending out text messages. No, just text messages.
I like that. That is honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1258.
That's better than it's like, but now the excuses when he's on his phone, he's just reaching for stuff that's like so hilarious. bro, I was just fact checking what you said, bro.
Just
fact, I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was telling Sam I had a dream. Yeah. It was a real dream that I had. I'm having a conversation with Tripoli.
No, Sam, no.
What time do you have to go?
I have to go in a second, yeah.
I'm having a conversation with Tripoli. He's looking at his phone during our conversation,
yeah.
And I go, dude, I'm really seriously thinking about killing myself. And he looks up from his phone and he goes, that's cool, bro. What else is happening?
That's a dream. That didn't really happen.
I know. But and I literally like woke up and I was like, you know when you wake up and you're like thinking about whatever dreams you just had? And that thought came to me and I just started laughing in bed.
I heard Aziz went to rehab.
Oh, really?
For what?
For his phone?
For phone. For technology.
What does that mean?
That means like they call it an addiction now that you can't get off. But I mean, if anybody has it.
He really went to some sort of... like
they talk to a therapist, maybe they wean you off, or I don't know what, but they don't let you. Maybe they only give you half an hour a day, twice a day, or something.
That's the worst, dumbest, gayest thing I've ever fucking heard.
I don't know,
dude. What kind of rehab is that? It's just all hot chicks, and like, that's the only reason he went.
And splints.
Because he's like, there's got to be all hot chicks in this thing. Jesus, I'm gonna fake like this is a problem for me.
It's like addiction to yoga.
Yeah. It's like, it's not an addiction to, yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
If you're like, I'll suck your dick, dude. Let me see your phone. I'll suck your dick. Let me just use your phone.
Yeah.
Then we're talking. You know what I mean? This guy's like, I can't get off Twitter. It's like,
I can't get off my phone. I'm thinking about getting a flip phone.
Oh, really?
Just that's what for David a Tell while. Has.
Flip phone. It's like, what are you? I can't do that stuff.
Yeah. That's a baller move.
I guess so.
I've been thinking about
he
it.
He has an iPhone. He looks at it like an old man, like lifts his glasses.
All right.
Close, so you can't figure it out. Yeah.
What would you do?
It's the only way. You're addicted, right? You can't get off.
I'm super
you know you're
addicted.
Powerless. Oh, yeah. Step one, I'm powerless.
You are, you're more so.
Yeah.
And I'm not even buzzing your balls. But like, it's gotten, in the last year.
There are times when I'm
you're
on the
worse
road,
than you
when
used
I want
to
do something during the day, it's nice, and I want to go for a walk around the town, or go see this nice park or something, or a zoo. It's right there. And I keep waiting and waiting and checking the Twitter, Facebook fan page, email, back and forth, in fact, Tinder, all of it. And then eventually, I'm like, oh, it's 4:30. And then I'm like, I
and I've kind of done nothing.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, now it's 6:30. Now I got to go to the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just fucked myself over. No new things came in.
Hilarious.
Just leave your phone inside almost.
Yeah.
Ari, are you worried about the government shutting down? Are you scared?
No,
right
I'm
now?
Praying for it. I'm praying that we will show how worthless the federal government is.
They're all retarded.
How little they do.
They're all retarded.
How very little they do. Like, wait, what do we need exactly here? Let's only bring back by the way, Homeland Security, they have 231,000 employees. Not necessary, 31,000 employees. The other 200,000 absolutely cannot be put down. You cannot lose them. You can't go to fucking Yosemite. As of tomorrow,
yeah.
But we need 85
who
TSA members
I was
per passenger.
About that.
No
who
shit.
Take care of a park. It's a park.
They just lock the doors. Yeah,
I can just walk around.
Yeah,
it's not a fucking football stadium. It's
I know.
It's a fucking park.
Right. Totally right.
The beaches are our parks, aren't they?
Some of them.
It's like Yosemite. What do you mean it's shut down? It's right there.
Yeah.
I'll just walk right to it.
The bears are all outside going, come on.
Dude, you
can't go in there. The bears sitting on odd man. I hope.
I know. Get it together, America.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Play stuff like that, but you can't allow another 10,000 fucking Homeland Security members so you can keep every national park open.
Dude, I stopped watching mainstream media. News.
It just fills your blood. Everyone tells you the truth. It centers it on like pro-war. They do whatever they want.
When
they
you
have
go
agendas,
back
so
to it,
head.
You see how stupid it is.
Yeah.
Like the people they're interviewing, they're just doing sound bites for them. I
oh,
can't
really?
Believe in America this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm worried CNN about my children.
Hey, I gotta go, you guys.
All right, hey, dude, cool. Kick some
so,
ass.
So, yeah, thanks. Wait, let's put this out. Keep rolling on this.
Yeah, Taylor's gonna just come in and switch out with you.
We'll put this episode out, okay, and then we'll put the Super Bowl episode out.
Perfect.
And then we'll put the next episode out, the Taylor episode.
And by next week, we should be able to get the Skype patched into the Pro Tool feed.
Cool.
Yeah, let's hope that works. Also, we need to take phone calls.
That's the goal.
That's another
yeah,
thing,
we're
phone calls.
Setting up an inline studio number with a 1-800 number is going to be a way.
With lots of phones, with lots of phone lines, that's so cool. It's not busy.
Yeah.
Nice. The old one was the best, the first one we had.
What, the 888?
You could see who would call in, right. And you could mark what it's about, so you could see three different things, and you're like, go to that.
That
was the best.
We're building something now, so
that yeah, that was the best.
If you want to set it up like that, so
yeah.
They can screen the calls.
Yeah, Lovitz has it, so you can take up to 6 calls at once. So we could have fights with.
Oh, really? Take
you can let
on.
2 different people call in at once and get into it.
That would be great. Wait, what happened to what's his name?
Who? That's there's a lot of ways this could go.
Speaking of people wanting to get into fights with callers, fucking Vancouver.
Yeah,
oh,
what happened?
Ron?
He
Ron,
stopped
yeah.
calling in.
Yeah,
no,
he got too much hate on.
I think he might. I think something bad happened
to him. I think he got a lot of shit.
No, I think he died.
Wowza.
I think he died.
Ron, man, call in or tweet it. Tweet at us. Let us know.
Ron,
okay.
Let us know you're still alive.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then in between phone calls, maybe get like a miniature, like, what are those mini trees called?
Bonsais.
Bonsai trees or something you can tend. Like without having to leave. Yeah. Yeah.
We need. Yeah, we definitely need to get you something.
Yeah. All right, you guys. See you later.
Good luck
cool,
tonight,
buddy.
Dude.
Good luck tonight.
Kick some ass.
See you, bud. Have a good show.
High five.
All right, cool. So we'll pause it. Ari just left, and when we get back, the lovely and talented David Taylor will be joining us. Suck it.